Yes, a Monday. As the National Football League season continues, just a few weeks left to go in the season, just a few chances left to talk Lions football. I fully expected this morning to talk more. I'll make reference to it because it's what I really fully expected to talk more about because I thought it was going to be the better story. The Ferris State Bulldogs winning the Division II football championship on Saturday, destroying Valdosta State 58-17. Of course, Ferris State out of the GLIAC, for what the GLIAC still is for this year anyway. But that was just a cool story. Nice
to
know.
They must have a tough team to beat Valdosta. That's normally a pretty strong team down there.
A few years ago, they lost to Valdosta State in the 2018 championship, 49-47, but they just destroyed them. And the first time that the Bulldogs ever won a Division II championship, finishing the season 14-0. Of course, SVSU battled them tough in the season and fell short, as everyone fell short. But yeah, I just thought that was going to be the better story. Ferris State defeating Valdosta State as the Division II champions.
No. great accomplishment for Ferris State.
Yeah. Yes, Bulldogs. Very much so. But a Christmas miracle came to Ford Field.
Yes, it did.
Yesterday.
Before the start of the game, I said to my son, he said, you know, the Lions today are playing the Cardinals. It's not looking good. And I said, wouldn't it be like the Lions to win one like that against a team up at the top?
And yeah, that's exactly what they did. Right. I know. Go figure.
Who are those guys wearing those Lions uniforms yesterday?
From start to finish.
Yeah.
Take away the first snap that was a sack on Jared Goff.
You're right, like, oh, right, boy. Right, yeah.
But after that, I mean, wow.
Yeah. Very impressive.
They embodied the head coach throughout the entire game, I thought, his toughness, his tenacity, especially for a team that was, of course, suffering a lot of injuries and other problems that caused the roster to be a little depleted.
That's the thing, is that this roster is depleted. And of course, they're not the only ones. There are a lot of teams around the NFL that are dealing with the same things, but they just keep playing. And that's where I got to give credit to Dan Campbell. I think they are they play for him. They love playing for him.
And they had good balance between offense and defense.
They did.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Really, really did. And Craig Reynolds, who had him becoming his best running back.
The previous week, even in the loss, he was looking good.
Yeah. He's really stepped up here. So if I were DeAndre Swift, I would
hurry back soon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he's out for the rest of the season, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Hawkinson's out for the year. Yeah, the rest of the year.
That's a shame.
I mean, and yet they somehow pulled it all together. Jared Goff played, I think, his best game as a Lion. I think he really makes some great passes.
He's the Jared Goff that everyone expected.
Right.
To show I'm not saying he's a superstar, but he's certainly a better quarterback than he had been.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think so, too.
He just hasn't been.
Right.
I read something that indicated that apparently instead of Goff calling some of the plays, Campbell basically, he was accepting Campbell calling the plays.
Yes.
And you know, maybe they're getting in sync now.
I think so, too. That is something, is that Campbell took over, I think, offensive play calling duties about
two, three weeks ago.
Four, yeah, and Goff's numbers have improved markedly, and the offense has just looked a lot better, too. And I also give credit to Aaron Glenn's defense, the defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is dealing with a defense that is depleted with so many injuries, and they played really pretty well here the last couple of weeks. And I got to give credit to him. I did like that. When Campbell signed on to become the Lions head coach, that was one of the hirings I liked a lot, was that he was able to get Aaron Glenn to be the defensive coordinator. I thought that was going to pay off for Detroit, and I think it will continue to do so.
Especially against a tough quarterback like Kyler Murray. You know, he can run, he can throw.
He was getting frustrated.
Hell yeah, he was.
And linebacker Charles Harris.
Yeah, right. Who?
He was a monster all game long. It basically was. It's like, who?
Right.
You know, you need, who's that person that's going to step up defensively? You know, remember we were just talking last week.
Yeah, we were.
I'm not saying one game makes a career, but we were thinking, you know, who's the last time the Lions had defensively that was emotionally involved in the game and was just outstanding?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
So now with this, does Detroit have the, they don't have the worst record anymore,
no.
do they? Is that Jacksonville?
Jacksonville now, because, you know, we're
Okay.
We got the two wins and the tie.
All right.
Jacksonville's got the 12th loss.
Right.
We've only got the 11 losses. So, and some people are concerned about that. Well, you just played your way out of a top. You know,
well, we've got a couple games left, too, don't we?
Yeah, we've got a couple games left, right. Yeah.
You don't play. You don't play for the draft.
No, you don't.
You know, you're happy if you get it, I suppose. But just, right. especially, you know, I just these guys, they get paid a lot of money, but they have pride.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep building their confidence. You know, keep on pushing them to win.
I mean, again, show of hands, who was expecting that? Nobody.
Right.
Nobody.
Nobody was. Well, maybe this means that Aiden Hutchinson won't be wearing the Honolulu Blue next year since they won. But that's okay.
And they, as we said from start to finish, I mean, how many times have we seen where we've had a couple of halftime leads.
Yeah,
it was a 17-0.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
what's going to happen in the second half?
No. That did not happen. Yeah,
no.
I mean, the only touchdown was meaningless with just a few minutes left in the game. That was cool.
Right. Yeah, the Cardinals were to receive on the opening of the second half, and I thought, if they score right away, they could tighten things up real fast. But they got stymied.
Yeah.
They didn't make it.
No. No, just think about if you're a Cardinals fan today, too.
The last 2 weeks they've had a chance to clinch the division.
Yeah, they couldn't do it.
But then now, you know, they'll still be in the playoffs, but as what?
Right, right. I think Green Bay is, they've already clinched the playoff berth, and they're probably going to have the top seed in the NFC.
Well, that was quite a game, too.
That was a good ending. Ravens, last
year. Yeah, sure was.
Yeah.
Ravens beat themselves by not going for a tie.
That's what I think.
2 points, and they got stopped.
I agree.
And how about your Steelers stepping up against the Titans?
Yeah, I don't know how they won that game. But I still don't even know how they won that game. Not sure they deserved it, but they'll take it. They'll take it. Still alive.
Well, let's say a lot of teams would hope to be just still alive.
Right.
And last night, the TV game, wow, Tom Brady getting shut out.
Gets shut out, yeah.
Yeah, first time, wasn't
what,
it?
15 years, yeah. Is that what you said in your sports report?
Yeah, I think it was 2006 or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, of course the Saints have had
the Bucks number. Yeah.
For many times in a row now.
And there's always that one team. Every team, doesn't matter how great they are. It seems like they always have that one team that gives them problems. I don't care which sport, it always seems like there's that one team. Or even when it's just an individual sport, like in tennis or something. There's always that one player or that one team that gives another team trouble. We don't know why, that's how it is.
It just seems to be that way.
Right.
Well, let's hope the Lions can still do some spoiling. I mean, why not? Let's finish strong and build on some great feelings to show that you are behind, as head coach Dan Campbell is the one who's leading this charge.
Yep. Well, at least for this week. I mean, they'll have more of the spotlight on them since they won't have to pay attention to the Red Wings.
Oh, yeah.
With everybody's been put in the NHL's pretty much, it seems like, to me. They're gonna have a couple games, but they're kind of shutting things down here. At least for the week.
Yeah. They didn't have anything scheduled for Christmas.
Yeah,
Eve,
right.
And the weekend anyway. So right. Just a couple of games. But
who do the Lions have on the schedule next?
They play Atlanta next week.
Atlanta. Oh. Which, Falcons are, what, 6-6? They're nothing special.
Of course, the Lions will lose that game, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Come out stinking from start to finish. Totally the opposite.
Home
or
away?
Away. They're on the road, Yep. So
we'll see.
Yeah, we will
but
see.
It's fun to be able to talk about something, as I said.
It is.
As much as we want to make sure that we congratulate Ferris State, the Lions kind of took it over.
They did.
We didn't have to find a diversion for conversation this morning.
We can get a look at Matt Stafford tomorrow night, eh? They're playing a Tuesday game.
Yeah, that's right. They're playing Tuesday. Yeah,
what's
that's
up
right.
With that?
Because
of
the thing was COVID, pushed back. Yeah, it was COVID.
Yeah,
it was pushed back.
Players.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Right. I did like the Detroit Free Press Twitter handle yesterday. I was while watching games, I like to go on my social media and see, and they posted the Lions scored and said, "No, our account has not been hacked."
651 on WSGW. Congratulations. Lions love.